Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Republic. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Shelley and Ignatius discussed the GPL Power Utility Upgrade Program. Anil told Mala that she has to be firmer with Kavita. James's phone rang while he was at the community center ground, and as he spoke to the caller, Sister Patsy came up and loudly called out for June, and the caller hung up. Mala turned up, and Sister Patsy even suggested that Anil may be with a woman in the interior. At home, Kimal assured Mala that he was okay, but when she left his room, he called someone about purchasing something at the same price as before. As we return, Denzel has called Kavita.
Denzel, it's nice of you to call me.
Just checking in on you, Kavita.
Okay.
Or thing.
Mala's trying to keep me imprisoned in this house. She thinks I'm the worst child in the world and that Kimal is a saint.
Really? Your mother said that?
No, but I could tell by her actions.
What's going on with Kimal?
I won't say. I'll wait for Mal to find out and weep. Let her find out her son ain't perfect. Let it kill her.
Kavita, that's not a nice thing to say about your mother.
Inside!
Wait, somebody calling here.
Is who?
Just about to look out the window. Oh, it looks like some people from GPL. I hope they ain't come to cut off the lights.
Kavita!
My foolish mother probably forgot to pay the light bill. You see why I can't stand this woman?
Kavita, listen.
No, Denzel. What am I supposed to do if we have no electricity?
Listen, I'm sure GPL is not there to cut off your lights.
I see Marla just went out to talk to them.
Yeah, they're doing upgrades in the area.
Really?
Yeah, the power utility program. It happening in region 3, 4, 5, and 6.
So, what is that supposed to do for my life? The only thing I care about is that she pays the light bill, so that I can have my internet to stay in touch with my boyfriend and go online.
So, you're not interested in anything happening in your community? You don't think it's good to be aware?
What me knowing what GPL doing got to do with the price of cheese?
Because, look at it this way. Suppose you're on the road a day and somebody asking, or it could even be a family member. You could be able to tell them what's going on.
You seem to believe that I like talking to people.
Yeah.
So, if they are here to do the upgrade on our house, what's supposed to happen?
They will change the old meter and replace it with an efficient digital meter that will accurately record how much electricity burning and so on.
Does this mean that Mal will have to pay more light bill?
No, Kavita.
Oh, shoots.
Yeah, are you serious?
Does it mean that she will have to pay for the new meter?
No, Kavita. People don't have to pay any money for the upgrade.
Oh, okay.
You really need to try and get along with your mother, you know?
Why? She could get coronavirus and dead for all I care.
Kavita?
I said what I said.
Everybody wear a mask. If you want to live on, live on.
Baby love.
Brian, why are you calling me from another number again?
Hold on, man. Calm down.
What if my husband had answered the phone?
Divine, you really think I care about the banner?
Look, I'm hanging up.
Wait, no, man. I promise, it ain't gonna take long.
What is it? You have 30 seconds.
I just called to tell you I'm going in the bush.
What?
Yeah, baby girl. Gonna make some money for me children, and I'm a YouTuber in food. See?
I'm tired telling you this is not your child. Anyway, forget that. Why are you going in the bush now? It's not safe.
I can be alright, man.
With everything that's going on with the coronavirus?
Look, as far as I see it, you there A or you there, the risk is just the same.
Brian, don't be stupid. Why would you go in the bush now to increase your chances of infection?
Like you feel this virus only there in the bush. It's all over the country, daughter.
I know that. What I'm saying is that it's not safe to travel now. Why you think the airports are closed? Why you think people are encouraged to stay at home?
Listen. It's just me, Miss Squaddy, driving up with the truck.
But I'm sure you'll interact with people on the way.
So, everybody you think got this virus, or?
No, but you don't know who has it because people can be asymptomatic.
If they ain't got no symptoms, how they gonna pass it on to me?
Brian, don't be stupid. You know what we're dealing with. A person might not have any symptoms, but they can still infect others.
Well, in a case like that, even if they infect me, chances are I won't show no symptoms either.
Are you serious right now?
How a non-symptom can cause symptoms on another, yeah?
Because this virus attacks people differently. The person who infects you might not have any symptoms, but you can end up in the ICU and possibly die.
Look, most of them people I see dead from this thing is old people body.
Brian.
Plus, all of them wasn't diabetic.
Brian, I don't know where you're getting your facts from, but people from their 20s and 90s have died with this thing in Guyana. And no, not everyone was a diabetic.
Look, I honestly think certain sickness and so got the people. At the end of the day, I got to make my money and look after my youth.
And if you catch corona and die, they will have no father. Then what?
Well, you got to try and bring down the bad mood, sister. I call you in a good mood, you know.
The responsible thing for me to do is to inform you if you're putting yourself in danger.
Well, thanks. I can do me though.
Hello? Brian? Wait, he hung up? Wow, I really hope I got through to him.
So wait, girl, Brian just hang up?
Yes, girl, can you believe it?
Well, hopefully this means he gonna left you alone for good now.
Fingers crossed.
I just hope he took my advice and postponed traveling to the interior.
Well, girl, he's not your responsibility. But yeah, you're right. Anyway, how are things otherwise?
Girl, I'm trying. I had a Zoom meeting with work earlier.
Oh, by the way, I saw the video about local content for the first half of the year. Very impressive, man. Imagine ExxonMobil has done so much despite this COVID crisis.
Yeah, girl, I'm proud of the work we've done.
I was glad especially to see that the workforce grew.
Yeah, the direct workforce grew by some 150 persons.
And if I remember correctly, about 80 something was Guyanese.
87.
Yeah. Girl, I am sure that some people are so grateful that they could still find a job despite this crisis.
Yeah, our total workforce now is more than 2,000.
Wow. I seriously thinking about doing some training so I could get in on this oil. And it would be something to distract me from Kevin.
I don't tell you. The Center for Local Business Development. Follow up and get some training. Look at how locals benefiting from more than 100,000 hours of training. And that is just in the first half of the year.
And with Corona too.
Exactly.
I can wait till the pandemic over, or at least when we start flattening the curve in Guyana, to pursue some business training. Girl, I'm really scared with how we numbers keep rising in Guyana.
I know, girl. But what we can do? We just have to take personal responsibility to continue taking care of ourselves. Practice physical distancing, constant hand washing, wearing masks.
And staying off the road.
Exactly.
Girl, I really hope this thing doesn't get worse.
I know, right?
Unique.
Divina gonna call you back a little later.
Yes, I heard Kevin's voice.
Yeah.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to mommy. I'm gonna move over there for now.
What?
Mommy knew you so well because daddy conditioned with being in a coma still. So since I ain't really needed here, it's best I go and stay by my mother.
So instead of staying and talk to me, you're choosing instead to run to your mother?
Unique, don't do that. You make up your mind. You don't want children. So what's the point trying to work out anything?
I never said I don't want children, just not now.
Look, I don't want to argue about this again. For peace sake, I'm going with my mother.
Till when?
I don't know.
Wow.
I know why you're acting so surprised. Every night you're sleeping upon the couch. We ain't had sex in months. You don't even kiss me anymore.
That don't mean you got to move and go by your mother. I thought we said we would try counseling.
Yeah, but you make any effort?
Kevin, with all that's going on with COVID and all that, it's a lot. I'm trying not to go into depression.
But you don't want to confide in me or ask for help?
Because every time I try talking to you, you just keep bringing up baby, baby, baby.
Every time?
Why we can't wait until this pandemic over to discuss it? You know I'm already immune compromised because of my HIV status.
The last time I checked, you were taking your medication religiously. And the doctor said your viral load and everything is good.
Yeah, but you ain't thinking if I pick up coronavirus, what it could do to me? People are dying.
You know what? Let me down. My mind is made up already. I'm going with my mother.
How long you gonna left me alone here?
If you don't wanna stay, lock up the house and go by your grandmother.
Wow.
I can see you later.
Kevin! Kevin!
Scientists are reporting that...
Kavita, you have to try and put aside this hate you have for your mother.
Why?
She doesn't deserve it. It's not normal.
Whatever. If she was more involved in our lives and not off entertaining different men, some things probably would not have happened.
Like what?
Look, daddy tried his best, right? But...
What, Kavita?
I don't want to talk about it.
Kavita, please. Sometimes talking about things help you heal.
I don't know about that.
You don't trust me?
Yes, I do, but...
Good. And I consider myself a big brother to you.
Even though I still like you?
Let's not do that again.
You know I like troubling you. Maybe when I get to 18 we could date.
Kavita, focus. What's the problem?
Alright, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Promise me you will keep this between us.
I promise.
Okay. So when me and Kimo were growing up, a lot of things happened.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.